It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Time to put your rats somewhere when they're not on the ice for a champion. It's rats off a ship, everybody.
Rats off a ship.
Jay Fig will give us some topics. We'll tell you whether or not we will stay on the ship or jump off the ship with our fellow rodents. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Brendan.
What do we have today for Rats off a Ship?
Our first topic, Kevin Durant being on the Suns this year.
I gotta tell you, I'm rats off a ship on Kevin Durant being on the Suns. Where there's smoke, rats there's fire. Kevin Durant is always unhappy. And if there's one thing that I've learned is when Kevin Durant starts to seem like he's unhappy, he's going to be rats off a ship.
Oh, my goodness. Is he ever?
I'm going to be rats off a ship on him being on the Suns. If there's smoke, there's fire. Leroy?
Wow.
I'm not rats off a ship. I just think that enough is enough, right?
He's got to stay.
No. I'm just saying at some point, you got to be the guy that turns a team around. Hmm. Not keep looking for a team. You're too good of a player, right? You're supposed to be the difference maker no matter where you go. So where else is he going to find that talent on another team? So, yeah, I'm right off the ship on that.
What about you, Jay Fig?
I agree with you, Tobin. For the first time today, I agree with
you. Wow.
Rats off a ship.
Honored.
Marcos?
I mean, how can he be on the Suns when he's going to be on the Heat?
That's crazy. Interesting.
That is impossible. Okay. It's impossible.
Very interesting.
You heard it here first.
Rats off his ship on him being the Sun.
Rats off a ship.
Jimmy Durant.
Bam. Dunk it. Like that?
I do like that. What do you got for number two, JFig?
The Knicks with Mikal Bridges.
Rats off a ship. They're going to Knicks it up because that's what the Knicks do. They overpay. They disappoint. I know they're having their little July parade, which is that's a Knicks tradition like any other. But, you know, I don't think this is going to work out for them. I think it's cool. Like, it's a very nice story. All the college teammates back together, DiVincenzo and Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson, and they're the little Villanova Wildcats at the Mecca, bro. But I think Mikal Bridges is a nice player. Is it going to get him over the top? I don't think so. Rats off a ship. Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
I think the most important piece is OG and Anunoby.
If he sticks around.
Mikal Bridges will be an added piece. But I think OG proved last year, when healthy, that they could compete. I don't know about winning, right? But I think he's more important than them signing.
Yeah, they only lost three games with him, right?
Right. So, and then when he pulled his hammy, holy smokes.
Didn't he also have the hammy and tennis elbow? I don't know. He's sneaky hurt a lot, too.
Is he?
Yeah. He's we forget this is Raptors business, but he's sneaky hurt a lot.
Okay.
What about you, Jay Fig? What about Mikal Bridges? The Brooklyn Bridge is now in the Manhattan Bridge.
Yeah.
Is that?
Doesn't really have a same.
Who cares? It's New York. What do you think?
Right?
Who cares?
Rats off the ship.
Who cares? You think I care about your stupid city? What do you say, Jay Fig?
Who cares?
I just said rats off a ship.
Marcos, rats off a ship. The Knicks suck.
Rats off a ship.
What about number three, Jennifer?
We have a new haircut in town, guys.
Oh.
Zach Wilson.
Oh.
Zach Wilson, now of the Commanders?
I think so.
Who does he play for now?
Maybe.
Zach Wilson plays.
No, he's a. Is he a Bronco?
Is a Bronco.
I think he's a Bronco. Right. Yeah.
He's a Bronco. He is a Bronco. He has. Okay.
So they drafted a quarterback.
They draft
Zach Wilson, and who else do they have?
I think it's. Is Paxton Lynch still hanging around there? I feel like Paxton Lynch is still around.
I think Paxton Lynch is like 50.
Oh.
Who is he? Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Yes. Bo Nix. No, but that's who they drafted.
Jared Stidham.
Bo Nix.
They have Jared Stidham.
They do.
Remember when, you correct me if I'm wrong, but did not Chris Sims rank Jared Stidham way above Tua Tagovailoa?
That's gross.
Yeah.
For the record, Paxton Lynch is 30.
Is he? Well, still waiting on a shot.
Seems like he's been in the league for a long time.
I don't think he is in the league. I think he's an XFL quarterback. Last I checked. Who's the last team Paxton Lynch played for?
Mm.
He played last year for the San Antonio Brahmas.
That was my favorite team until the kicker broke his neck.
He played for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in 21, the Michigan Panthers of the UFL. Then the Orlando Guardians of the XFL, and then the San Antonio Brahmas of the whichever one they merged into.
Love it.
What about Zach Wilson, JFig?
Well, I've got some picks.
Tell
me how you feel.
He's got some hair, except for that boyish cut. He's gone long hair.
It's like not a mullet.
It's like slick back.
This is like
he looks like a crypto bro.
Yeah, he does look like a crypto bro.
Oh my Q-bert.
He looks like his hair. He has the same hair as Rat Riley. Just very weird. It's like the slick back, but not cool enough to be.
Yeah, he looks like he interns for Pat Riley and is trying to impress him by having Pat Riley's hair.
Yeah,
all he needs is an Armani suit.
Mr. Riley, I got some moves for you.
Get out of here, kid. You think you're impressing me? I'm rats off a ship. He stinks. Whatever.
Who cares about his hair?
Rats off a ship.
I guess he's trying to impress.
I'm rats off a ship. Like, yeah.
Rats off a ship.
Trying to impress his MILF friends.
Yeah, that's it. He's trying to look a little bit more mature.
I'm a tour.
I mean, it's a step up from what he had before.
He had the boyish cut before.
So you like it then?
I mean, no one really cares about the haircut, but I mean,
Figgy likes it.
I won't be rats off.
Can you tell what his haircut is with his helmet on?
No, which is why
we go to the quarterback.
And I will say I'm not rats off a ship.
Okay,
but I don't really care.
That's fair.
He's trying to do a thing. Maybe he thinks, you know, Trevor Lawrence got $55 million just having long hair. You know, maybe that's what I'll do.
Good for him.
Good luck.
He did that.
Great teeth, though.
All right, let me see that again.
First pick, Jeffrey? Yeah. He Invisaligns.
Oh.
He Invisaligns.
That is good.
He Invisaligns
for sure.
That's the way you look when you free from running for your life.
He still looks like he should be quarterbacking like the Hurricanes. Like he looks like a baby.
Yeah, for sure.
Like he feels or like he should be at Pitt, you know, something like that. Anyway, Marcos, did I ask you where your rats were?
Rats off his ship. Who cares about his hair? He sucks.
Fair point. What's number four, JFig?
The Miami Heat taking Zach Edey at 15.
I've grown on it. I'm not rats off a ship.
Okay.
I feel like not taking Zach Edey or being mad about the Heat taking Zach Edey, first of all, at 15, if they had the number one overall pick and you had your reservations about it, okay, maybe we can talk. But like 15, you're going to be mad. They took Jaime Jaquez last year, a four-year player. Worked out pretty damn good.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For them, I actually kind of like this idea of taking an experienced college player.
Yeah.
And he's a moose. He's a moose. There's no way, like, the Heat have really, even if you don't move, let's just say the Heat don't start him. You know, let's say the Heat start him as Bam's backup big. That has sucked lately. They have tried every retread center. They've tried with Orlando Robinson. He's not big on the rebound. This guy goes out there. You actually can give Bam some time on his cheeks to rest a little bit. I have no issue with it. I am not rats off a ship on Zach Edey at 15. It's not my number one pick that I would go with, but I would not have a problem with it. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. You know I'm all in. I'm all in. I think you get a guy to take up some of that space that Bam has to take up, and Bam gets to be more versatile.
Waddle Baby Waddle says he moves like a moose in quicksand. Dennis says that's what we need, a huge stiff. Like, you guys don't know that.
A lot of people on the chat are rats off the show.
I know. He's the most polarizing player in the draft, but it's crazy to me that you guys know this isn't a deep draft, right? So, like, if the Heat worked him out and the Heat think he can produce for them, he was the best player in college basketball. You think he get
for
nothing
two
out
years.
Of for two
years? For
2 years,
right?
You think he can do nothing? Just a bum.
Huh.
Slow feet, says Jamie.
Well,
I mean, he's 7'4". I don't expect him. We saw the videos of him running.
Yeah. Every time I hear his name, I just think of that video.
Jamie, let me make you 7'4". And see how fleet of foot you would be. Like, oh my goodness, where'd they expect him to be the glove?
Spacewalk, bum.
Wow. It's just one word. I like it.
Jesus.
To the point.
Moves Spacewalk. Like a moose.
They'll be enjoying some of your services later.
William B., rats off a ship. Dennis, terrible idea.
Yikes. Someone says, why not just sign Bogdan?
Schmeathen. Tyler Hansborough also won College Player of the Year. Boxed in. How tall was Tyler Hansborough, though? He was like 6'8", right?
Yeah, 6'9". Yeah.
Undersized, for sure.
I tell you, when he was shorter, when Udonis hasn't put them bows on him.
Yeah.
Put them bows on him, dude!
Got him listed at 6'9".
Yeah, this guy's 7'4". Mm. Moose.
That's crazy.
Unless you think he's Canadian Taco Fall.
Oh, my goodness. Yikes. He's still in the league somewhere, right?
I don't think he is. I think he's like a main.
Was he with Boston like last year?
No, he went to Boston games, and like there was viral videos of him as a fan, and then people were like, I can't see past him. He's in the front row. Wow. J-Fig, you are a Heat lifer. Where do you stand if the Heat use this 15th pick on Zach Edey?
Look. You got to trust the Miami Heat and what they believe is the best pick for us.
Agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm not rats off a ship.
All right. And Frog Boy?
Clean sweep. Not just because he's big. I think he's one of the most polished products. And that's what I want more than anything.
You love polish?
I want to be able to put him in the lineup now. I don't want a project. Sorry, deep voice, Nico.
Wow.
I don't want to wait a year for your knee to heal.
You have no idea if Nico, what if Nico ends up being the pick?
I mean, then I got to wait a year to see this guy. It's too long.
Mm.
Too long.
Maybe he can do voiceover work while we wait.
No, potential.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Minus one. You have him say minus one.
Minus one. J-Fig.
He can't even go there.
Give us one more.
Minus one.
All right. We've got another potty mouth.
Ooh.
Among us.
Okay.
Ooh.
Travis Kelce.
Oh, Chiefs tight end.
Apparently, he drops an F-bomb. I'm buzzing with the boys.
All right, this is Travis Kelce.
Here we go. Peacocker, dude.
I know what's real when I walk into the building. I know where my intentions are. And I know who I am as like a person, right? So it's like, yeah, I get it. I'm not having the success, or it's, you know, people are having some hot takes on me and on what I got going on the field and off. But for the most part, man, I really don't give a I just have the I don't give a damn syndrome, and I just
That's
keep
a great
it moving,
trait
man.
To have.
Dude, it's lovely. I sleep wonderful at night.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have a few beers if things are getting, you know, too fun or too bad, and it'll just be, you know, on to the next one, man. Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm. rats off a ship. Like, you know, raise your own kids. I don't care how the tight end talks. You know, he can use F-bombs and F-language, whatever he wants to, you know. He's not the face of an
organization. This is a complete opposite.
He's not the face of an organization. He's not the face of an organization. So I have no problem. If he was if we were talking head coach Travis Kelce at a press conference, clean it up a little bit. Class it up. He's just riffing with the boys. He's just talking, you know. Do you, baby. Do you. Not rats off a ship. Do you, baby.
Wow.
Leroy?
I'm rats off your ship.
Rats off a ship.
Like, come on.
Different direction.
Why? You know why.
Two-timer. You're two-faced.
I'm not two-faced.
Oh, so J.J. Redick for the kids.
Crass.
Travis Kelce. Have at it.
Nah, I mean, if it was Taylor Swift and she's like using no words on her song, like, you know, wouldn't
she
like
does.
It. Yeah, but I, you know, we use a clean Spotify in the Tobin household for if Sophie wants to listen to some Tay Tay.
It's very nice.
You know, but I'm just, you have no problem with it. He's a tight end. You know, he yells at his coach like a caveman.
True.
So you're treating him like Gronk.
Yeah. What am I supposed to expect? You know, but he's not a head. If he wants to be a head coach one day, clean it up. But he's not. You guys can see the difference. I'm not being a hypocrite here, and I'm not being a flip flopper. I'm not.
You said the exact opposite 20 minutes ago.
For a different position, a different time.
Okay.
Different position, different time.
So only certain.
Different targets.
Certain adults are supposed to watch out for the children.
Certain positions in life require a different amount of respect. You know, you are.
How about you raise your own kids?
You know, but like you would think about.
Silly thought.
Also.
Hey, Sophie, Tommy. Don't say that. That's a bad word.
But also, if I were to say, if Tommy were to watch J.J. Redick and he'd be like, Dad, is he allowed to say that? I'd be like, not really, son. It's kind of unbecoming of a leader of men.
Oh.
But if he,
wait. That's what you would say to Tommy.
Yeah. And then if he saw Travis Kelce say that, I'd be like, he's just riffing with the boys, buddy. But you shouldn't, you know, try not to. But if it happens, it happens.
Wow.
Find J.J. Redick, though. Find him.
Find him.
Find him. Have they find him?
Let me check.
They should find him.
They should.
Oh, my goodness.
See, there is a difference here. Travis was just on a podcast. Can he really get fined for that?
Right. Exactly, J-Fig. You're making my point for me.
Making
my point for me. She agrees with me.
Which is why I'm not rats off of shit.
Boom.
I'm rats off Tobin's ship.
Marcos?
Wishy-washy.
I'm not wishy-washy.
Wait.
Rats off a ship.
Like, the chop is high on your boat.
What?
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh.
It's just unbecoming.
Small craft advisory in your world.
Just J.J. Redick comes off as smug, you know?
Man, he tries to get everybody involved. They're right. Doesn't he sound a little smug?
Tries to plant the seed in you, like, you know what? He does.
No. No. Oh, my goodness.
Take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.